Welcome to Whack Brackets, the podcast that mistook his doctor's advice to fast for eating nothing but fast food, and now he has blood pressure higher than the current Powerball jackpot. I'm your host, Mike, and I have on today two special guests. They are the hamburger to my helper. They are the Dora to my explorer. They are Dave and Michael from the infamous Center Cut podcast. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well, and the emphasis on the special guest is on the special.
I want to be Dora. I'm also Dave. Hello.
I'm Michael, by the way. Yeah.
What an intro. Crushed it.
Yeah, nailed it. Yeah. So the good, yeah, how many times is this, what, your fourth or fifth time on here?
Too many for me to count.
Yeah, we're getting too comfortable. This is bad. We got to step our game up. We got to pretend like this is our first time. We're new to this.
All right, you're welcome to do that, but I like having comfort. It's always good to have familiar faces on here. That is the thing about, unfortunately for me, is that I don't have a co-host. I'm not lucky enough to have one, so.
It's not all it's cracked up to be.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Dave. But with that said, we will bracket off fast food mascots. And to do that, of course, we've got Dave and Michael here. And I guess we ought to let you tell them a little bit about the Center Cut podcast before we start.
Dave, hit it up.
Yeah, so on the Center Cut, we watch movies and TV shows, but the catch is we only watch the beginning and end of them. So in a movie, we'll watch the first 15 minutes and the last 15 minutes. In a TV show, we'll maybe watch the first episode and the last episode of a season. We've never seen the shows before, so we don't know what happened in the middle. We talk a little bit about it, answer some listener-submitted questions, and see if we can figure out what happened in the middle.
Spoiler alert, we usually don't.
Never. We never do.
I was a guest on your podcast, and you guys did pretty well on the Idiocracy episode, if I recall.
So makes sense. That's a thing. We're kind of idiots.
Yep. That's right in our wheelhouse.
Well, it's right in Michael's. I know that he was a fan. Dave, not so much so, sadly. But I would agree to disagree on that fabulous piece of theater. So with that said, I will tell you about what my podcast is. If you have never checked it out, Whack Brackets is asking the burning questions you never knew you wanted answered until we ask them. We will bring on fellow podcasters and friends of the show, such as Dave and Michael here, to bracket off similar contesting using irreverent, I'm never going to say irreverent correctly, irreverent, ever-changing questions. So if you guys are ready, we will get started whack bracketing.
I ate one out of every of these food places' items to prepare, so let's do this.
Oh, wow.
I bet you're feeling really good.
Real good.
Yeah, that's a lot of prep. I didn't do that.
I really wish Taco Bell had a mascot. I wish the Taco Bell dog was still a thing. Sadly, he's not. So they were sadly rebuffed in this episode. But we do have probably, if this were a NCAA bracket, we would probably have the two top seeds going against each other in the first round, which is illogical. But here we are. Ronald McDonald versus the King. Which one of these two has a more downloaded fetish video on Pornhub? Dave, who is it?
Yeah, this is a great starting question for me. I think it is important for me to explain my necessities when it comes to pornography. So I feel that porn needs to have a story. It needs to build up, and there needs to be some foreplay and some time to kind of get in the zone, you know?
We are very different people.
Yeah, obviously. All of our listeners and everyone knows that. Even if people have only heard of us from this first 5 minutes of this podcast, they already know this. So I think that it would be near impossible for the King to have any foreplay because his whole head is a big plastic mask. Now, that might be some people's thing. However, if we were going to look at what would be the most downloaded fetish video, I am willing to bet that there are quite a bit of people that could have a clown-type fetish, and I feel like Ronald McDonald is like the pinnacle of the clown porn industry. If finding Ronald McDonald on Pornhub is the equivalent of you finding a Britney Spears porn in the early 2000s. Like, it's the ultimate forbidden fruit. Everyone wants it. I'm thinking this has got to be Ronald McDonald. If he was on there, he would be top of the charts all day, every day.
So what do you think, Michael?
I hate to agree, but I'm going Ronald here, too. And here's why. So Dave touched on some of it, but what does the king even have? Like, yeah, he probably has a real whopper in his pants. But aside from that, what? A scepter? Okay, like, I guess you can fill some orifices with that. But he, like Dave said, he's just got a mask and he's silent. The thing is, like, if he's naked, he's no longer discernible as the king. Like, he's just some guy.
Okay, hold on. If he's naked, he's discernible as the king because he has a giant plastic head.
Well, yeah, but you're, most porn, you're not really looking at the man's head. At least when I'm watching porn. Maybe there's some females that are watching porn and they're looking only at the man's head.
Maybe.
Which one?
But anyway, you're looking body down. He's just some guy, like with a giant penis.
Dude. Yeah, just a dude.
But Ronald, man, you already talked about it. He's a clown. That's A. B, he's a redhead. There's another one right off the list. C, he's got them giant feet. That's got to be a thing.
If the tip of his dick isn't painted red, I would turn it off immediately.
It definitely is.
It's got to be.
Here's the big thing for me, the D on this, he's androgynous. Like, that fulfills a whole bubble of, like, the he-she crowd. What is he? Or she? What is they? What is Ronald? I mean, I know he has a man name, but have you seen him? Have you seen this person? And he hangs out with a bunch of weirdos. That's the big thing here. I'm talking Mayor McCheese gangbangs up in this bitch. Grimace is just a big purple butt plug. Hamburglar's a Mexican Muppet. The Fry Kids? Have you ever seen the Fry Kids? They're just furry rainbow pube balls. This is a no-brainer. It's Ronald.
Did you say pube balls and not ball pubes?
Pube balls. They're balls of pube hair, of rainbow pube hair.
I understand. Yeah. Okay. I understand what you're going for there. I've never put the pubes before the ball, so to speak.
There is an order of operations when it comes to ball pube.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to agree with Dave on the ball pube order. But here we are. Long and short of it, it sounds like my answer is irreverent. Actually, it's irrelevant. And I'm actually going to use that word correctly.
Sure is.
This time. But here's what I'm going to say is I'm going to at least give this a run. Okay. Is foreplay for porn videos is hitting the fast forward button just to the right point. And then the trick is while you're holding it and you're trying to hold the load, trying to get to the next video fast enough and get to another place in the next video that you can get a twofer in. Okay. I'm 100% with Michael on this. I don't need the backstory. Okay. You give me the ash, you give me all of it. I'm into this. I'm in and out fast, but I know how to work a fast forward button. With all that being said, shoe size probably is a thing. And if you were to judge my manhood on the shoe size, I would probably be wearing like a 3.5. I'd be shopping in the toddler section. But fortunately, I can hide it with size 10.5. I wonder if Ronald is well endowed. But either way, and I have to ask this because Michael brought it up. Could you imagine getting a blowy from Mayor McCheese?
I mean, I can. I have, but...
I have.
Wait, you have had one or you have thought about it?
I've thought about it.
Yeah. I'd imagine that would make you much messier than you would like to be.
Well, here's the problem is Mayor McCheese is just a normal burger until Ronald unloads in him and then it's the special sauce so he becomes the Big Mac, right?
That's how Big Macs are made?
That's exactly how Big Macs are made.
Let me say, is that how Big Macs are born?
Oof. So, regardless, I think it's over, but I did want to give the king a little run. First off, the good thing is, and I'm trying to think of if the king is a real king, because he is the king of burgers. And if he's a real king, I think of it as being able to have a sexual fantasy about someone that's outside of your societal class. So it's kind of like why people watch the Kim Kardashian video, because they knew she was out of their reached from she was just rich, filthy rich. So he's kind of like Kim Kardashian with less curves. He's about as interesting, and he's got a whole lot more creepy plastic head. But outside of that, I was going to go with the king, but I think you've talked me into Ronald just because I don't want to be left alone here on on the island of burgers with this creepy motherfucker.
You just really want to know if you're able to honk the tip of his penis. I know.
You know, a man can dream. So with that said, Ronald McDonald, of course, the OG of
Pornhub.
Fast food mascots. The OG of Pornhub. See, a lot of people didn't know the actual first release of a Pornhub video was Ronald McDonald not wearing makeup. It's a thing. I guarantee you there's someone that's played a fast food worker, or not played a fast food worker. I'm sure there are plenty of fast food workers. Someone has played a fast food mascot that has a Pornhub video.
Oh, 100%.
There's got to be. I wasn't brave enough to search for it. I honestly thought Michael would have, so I figured it wasn't worth doing.
I'm going to once this episode is over.
Type into Google, how are Big Macs born? Mm-hmm. So with that said, Ronald of McDonald goes on to the next round against the winner of this WAC bracket. We have Colonel Sanders against Jack from Jack in the Box, with the question being, which one of these two mascots would be more likely to pull a knife on you in a fist fight? Michael, who you got?
I think this one's straightforward, too. It's got to be Colonel Sanders. He's an old white slave owner. This dude has secret spices. He sells marginally good chicken. And he looks like he says the N-word with the hard R. He is 100% a dirty fighter. He would shank a bitch. No questions asked. He'll do whatever it takes to survive so he can live up to his Kentucky namesake and have sex with his sister behind a dumpster. Colonel Sanders, 100%. Now, I do want to mention, though, Jack in the Box, I got to be honest, I don't know much about Jack in the Box because the closest one is like 8 states away from me. It's not a northeastern U.S. thing at all. I did look at the menu and it piqued my interest. There are tiny tacos. Sign me up for that. Because of that, I don't think there's a bad bone in his body. But I'm also not convinced that he isn't because of the tiny tacos.
Because of the tiny tacos?
I had to Google to see what he looked like because, again, there are no commercials because it's not around here. But is he not just the, oh, no, Mr. Bill? He's that guy, just bigger.
Yeah. And less claymation-y.
Yeah, but he looks just like him.
It's his less successful brother.
But it's Colonel Sanders. Colonel Sanders all the way.
Colonel Sanders.
Oh, man. We just figured out a new branding for sandals. Next summer, everyone get ready for Colonel Sanders. So I am going to have to agree with Michael again. Yes. Ah. Ugh, gross. So I have a little bit more exposure to Jack in the Box and Jack because I lived out in Utah for a little bit. So saw some of the commercials, had some of the food. It was all well and good. I do think that Jack is a little on the harder side when it comes to fast food mascots in general. However, it's got to be Colonel Sanders. The actual real Colonel Sanders forged his age to join the military 2 years before legal age being able to do so. So there's no way you're not getting into a fight with Colonel Sanders and he has a fucking 6-inch Bowie knife underneath that white jacket. He's just going to shank the shit out of you. 100%.
Yeah, sadly, I'm going to have to agree with both of you. This isn't even going to be a fight because Jack in the Box, from what I've understood, there have been several commercials. One of them, he blew up a boardroom with board members in it. He's also tried to fast feed a hamburger to a person that was saying Jack in the Box sucked. And
I saw that one. I did some research on some of the commercials and I watched that one.
Yeah. So
that commercial was pretty hilarious, actually.
So that being said, I think this guy has some mental instability. He's going to do it behind the back. It's like he blows up the boardroom without people being there. But when he's trying to force feed somebody, he didn't hold a knife to him. This man was using his bare fist. Colonel Sanders, yeah. Did you know that Colonel Sanders, of course, the man actually lived to be quite old and had a pretty adventurous life for a guy that you would think did nothing but fast food his whole life. But he used to be a lawyer, and his legal career ended after he got into a courtroom brawl with his own client.
Fuck yeah, Colonel Sanders.
That's not made up. So yeah, this guy is volatile as fuck. And my wife used to actually work in Claudia Sanders' Chicken House I think it was a chicken house. Claudia Sanders has a restaurant in Kentucky in Shelbyville, which is where Colonel Sanders is from. Her dad actually used to see Colonel Sanders and wait on his car or service his car. So Colonel Sanders would be in Claudia Sanders' chicken house, and he would actually take his cane and hit the waitresses, not hard, but kind of like, get going, get busy or whatever. I'm like, this guy's just a dick. So, yeah, long story short, this guy, I'm going with Colonel Sanders as well.
Lock it in.
Yeah.
So, unsurprisingly, we have the final that everyone expected, which does happen sporadically. We have Ronald McDonald versus Colonel Sanders, with the final question being, of these two fast food icon mascots, which one of them would brag the most about owning a Labradoodle?
This question's a little bit more difficult now. The other ones were pretty straightforward, because I don't think either of these guys would. So it turns to which one would be less likely. And I think that if it was between Ronald McDonald and Colonel Sanders, Colonel Sanders would be the one to beat the shit out of someone for bragging about owning a Labradoodle, not actually doing the bragging. So if I take that into consideration, I think Ronald McDonald is just the logical choice just based on the fact that there's no way ever Colonel Sanders would.
Okay, you know what? I am going to interject here, and I'm going to make Michael solve this whack bracket, because I am going to say it's Colonel Sanders for several reasons. Reason number one, he considers himself Colonel Sanders. He's not a colonel. Colonel is an honorary designation given out by the state of Kentucky. I know people that are Kentucky colonels. I think my dad might be a Kentucky colonel. You wouldn't know how many times my dad has told me he's a Kentucky colonel. Fucking zero times. He had a certificate that said a honorary Kentucky colonel, because you know what? My dad doesn't care about pomp and circumstance. So this shows you that Colonel Sanders is kind of arrogant. He acts like his 11 herbs and spices. You just fucking mix some old spices together. It's no different than anything anybody else has done. You act like it's under lock and key. This is the kind of motherfucker, I guarantee you, he probably created the Labradoodle, because he ended up having a purebred poodle, and then it got shady with the Labrador next door, and he's like, see, I invented this new dog breed, and he's trying to like pump it up like it's the next best thing, really, in all reality. And this is one thing that bothers me about these mixed breed dogs. They're all over the place. I forget all the mixtures and the combinations now. They're not pure blood. It's like you take fucking mixed breed dogs, and now you're selling them for $1,500, $2,000. People are fucking idiots for buying those. Colonel Sanders would perpetuate that myth, I totally believe. Ronald McDonald, you know what? He doesn't even brag. Like Michael says, he's got a butt plug for a best friend, okay? He doesn't go bragging about it. I mean, I would talk about it all the time. He's got a cheeseburger that knows how to run a city, okay? How many people can say that? They've elected cats to run cities, but how many times do they elect a cheeseburger that talks? He has all these amazing things going on around him, but he's still the same old guy. And I just think that Ronald's the kind of guy to have a beer with you and be cool. I think Colonel Sanders is the asshole. He's rapping waitresses with canes. He's just an arrogant dick. Colonel Sanders, lock it in. Who you got, Michael?
Okay, hold on, though, quickly.
Okay.
To argue that point just a little bit, which one of them named their restaurants after themselves? Just saying.
Here's the thing. Have you ever seen a McDonald's with Ronald McDonald's face on the actual fucking sign?
No, because he put his name, his whole name there.
Yeah, but Colonel Sanders is like, well, shit, I should have thought to do that. I'm pissed now. I can't rebrand at this point. Let's just put my whole fucking face on the sign. I'm going to put it on every fucking chicken bucket that I sell.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's even worse.
He's got a good chicken bucket face.
It is a distinguishable quality. I've known people that have bad chicken bucket faces. Colonel Sanders, definitely a high-quality chicken bucket face individual.
Agreed. At least we can agree on something.
Okay, so we're going to disagree on who is going to brag about the Labradoodle, and we will let Michael solve this argument. So, Michael, who do you have, buddy?
There's some good arguments there. There's some points for either of their favor here, but let's start with Ronald McDonald. So he's flamboyant as hell. I know, Mike, you said that he is not the type to brag. I disagree. You wear those socks, you're definitely a poodle guy, loud and proud. And he's always bragging. We've served 7 billion people, or whatever the hell number they say. It's on all their signs. And he will not shut up about his charities.
That's just how many Pornhub downloads he's had.
Yeah, but the Ronald McDonald House charities, they're always bragging about how great they are. Instead of making us feel bad and having us throw our change in your little bucket by the window, just take a nickel out of every Big Mac and fucking take that and shove it up your Ronald McDonald House ass.
They're saving money because Ronald is just producing all the Big Mac sauce on his own anyway.
That's true. Yeah, use that and funnel that to your charity. And I don't like him. I don't like him. Colonel Sanders, though, he doesn't strike me, aside from wanting his face on the bucket, he doesn't strike me as that much of a braggart. But more importantly, I don't think he'd have a dog. He would just say that labradoodles are finger licking good. And that is just weird. I'm not into it. I got to go with Ronald on this one.
I've been on this show 100 times and I finally won one. So excited.
Oh, well, I've lost every round, I think, sadly. Mm-hmm. Though that was in the last round. But you know what? When I bring in the heavy hitters, the guys that could probably do a better job than I could at running my own podcast, this is going to happen sometime. So our winner today of this fast food mascot bracket is Ronald J. McDonald. And I've lost, but that's okay, because I've had a great time with Michael and Dave from the Center Cut, and I will let them tell you how to reach them on the social media platforms. So, Michael, I think Dave got to do the intro, so I think you're up for the outro.
Well, I want to say first, Mike, thanks for having us again, as always. We really love being here, and that's the most important piece.
It's always a delight.
Aw.
But the social media, it's wherever you would think to find us. Like, what do you want me to tell you? We're on some ridiculous new website? No. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. And you can email us.
I think I'm going to make us a MySpace page today.
Okay.
Parler.
Do it. Yeah, Parler. But it's if you want to send us an email, it's thecentercutcast@gmail.com. Send us some movie or TV suggestions with wild middles that we will butcher, and we'll be happy to do them.
Always a good time.
Always a good time. I do partake in said center cutting on the biweekly basis because you are there every other week. And if I recall, after hearing today, you guys will be releasing a weekly podcast now, though one of them will just be a question and answer, I think, and the other one will be the actual podcast. Is that true?
It is true.
Yeah, so we have started doing a little off-week episode to wet the whistle of our listeners, so to speak. We want to be able to release as much content as we can for you guys. So on the off weeks, we'll do a little extra discussion about the previous media that we watched. So whether it be a TV show or a movie.
Well, perfect. Dave, you can wet my whistle anytime. So with that said, I am going to close shop and tell you how to reach out to me on the social media platforms. I am on the Instagrams and the Tweeters at Whack Brackets. I am also, believe it or not, on Snapchat and Reddit and a few other places that I never log into and check. Instagrams and Tweeters are my jam. You can also reach out to me on an email. If you did not like what we said, that's okay. Let me know at howarebigmacsborn@whackbrackets.com. You could also go to purplebuttplug@whackbrackets.com. I will get both of those. And if you didn't know, I didn't set up those accounts specially. Those are pretty much catch-all accounts, so you can send it to anything at Whack Brackets. If you have questions for Dave or Michael or myself, let us know how we did. That's great. I don't normally say this, but no one's given me a review in quite a while. So if you like the podcast, feel free to go out to Apple Podcast and give me a nice review. I would really enjoy it. Even at Podchaser, what the hell? I just need some love because I am a sad, lonely man that is on the verge of his 50th birthday, and I'm getting depressed in my old age. So with all that said, thank you again, Michael and Dave. I've had a blast having you on. We have another episode we're going to record, which will probably come out maybe a few weeks, maybe a month or so after this one. But we always have a great time. The guys are always willing to partake, and I enjoy it. So with that said, I'm going to close out, and I will let you guys say goodbye, and we'll see you guys later.
Send Mike a review and a rating, and I will mail you a Big Mac. Do it.